today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brother and sister. Salam and welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for choosing this program to listen to. Today and in this episode, we're going to speak about the personality of Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei, the new leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Are listening to us on Tuesday, 2nd of Zilhijjah, 1447 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of Ordibehesht, 1405 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 19th of May, 2026 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As the ritual of this program, at the beginning of every episode, we learn more about one or two verses of the Holy Quran. Today, some points about verse 10 of chapter Al-Fat.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه وَمَنْ أَوْفَى بِمَا عَاهَدَ عَلَيْهُ اللَّهَ فَسَيُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا
Indeed, those who pledge allegiance to you, O Muhammad, they are actually pledging allegiance to Allah. The hand of Allah is over their hands. So he who breaks his word only breaks it to the detriment of himself. And he who fulfills that which he has promised Allah, He will give him a great reward.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Those who stand loyal to the pledge sworn with God Almighty through the noble prophet and act upon their duties shall soon receive great divine rewards. The verse is saying that one who swears a pledge with the noble prophet, it is as if he has entered into some transaction with Allah Almighty. God Almighty has purchased believers' lives and possessions at the price of paradise, since swearing allegiance with the messenger of Allah is on a par with pledging allegiance with Allah Almighty.
The voices you can't defeat From ancient lands where empires grew A time of strength you never knew From Cyrus' dream to scholar's light We build our world with mind, not might You draw your lines, you play your game But we remain, we stay the same We don't need a hand to guide We don't need a throne supplied We decide, we
About the life and personality of Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei, the new leader, we'll learn more today. migration to the city of Qom in Iran when the war ended in 1989, Sayyid Mujtaba set off on a journey. The destination was the city of uprising and settlement, the city of Qom. He took refuge in the shadow of the holy dome of Hazrat Masuma, peace be upon her, for 3 whole years. He spent his days worshipping in his chambers and his nights praying tahajjud. But the year 1997 was a turning point in his life, the year in which two luminous paths joined together. Sayyid Mujtaba married a girl from the lineage of knowledge and martyrdom, Shahida Zahra Haddad Adel. Right in the very beginning of their life together, they migrated to Qom for the second time. This time, his migration was not just an educational trip. It was a migration to acquire spiritual blessings. They began a simple life in Qom to establish a great significant and spiritual edifice in the vicinity of the holy shrine.
When we talk about the lessons before the advanced lessons, we are talking about 10 years of education.
Sure.
We call them introductory lessons. After that, they start these advanced lessons that longs for example, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, you see? So he was able to complete 17 years of these advanced lessons. And he himself became a great jurist who was able to deliver these advanced lessons of jurisprudence as well as the principles of jurisprudence, al-fiqh wa usul al-fiqh. The strange thing that it was very strange for me, it was very actually inspiring for me as a talabe and as a teacher of the seminary for myself. After the COVID period, actually lots of lessons, they were not crowded as they were previously in person. Lessons in person. But when he started his lessons after the COVID period, more than 1,500 students took part in one session in person. In Hausa today, it is a very strange class. You see?
It's a huge hit, yeah.
Yes, he continued these lessons with more than 1,500 students and actually pupils in the lesson for a while. Suddenly and unexpectedly, he came and announced that this lesson is off. Mm. So I won't teach anymore. I won't teach you anymore. And so the students became very sad and they actually started asking him frequently, what is the reason, O teacher, O our master? He said that I am a very young, teacher of the seminary, and it is not good for me to have such, students, the number, this great number of students.
That one can dream.
Yes.
That one can dream.
Can
to
dream.
Have.
When I teach, for example, if the numbers of the students get from 10 to 12, I've become very happy. 1,500 students in one class is very strange, because other lessons are not crowded like this. So because of the respect of the teachers that who are older than me, so I canceled this class. So it introduces his mystical aspect of character and actually personality.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end.
In his his school, science was tied to spirituality. Said Mujtaba would dedicate moments of his lessons to interpretation of the Holy Quran, which contained pure and original points. But the most beautiful part was the attached verses. In between lessons, the teacher would sit among the students, and the boundary between teacher and student would be removed. He would listen to scientific problems with endless patience, sometimes even in the form of long telephone conversations. He sought to train mujtahids and gave students the mission to present scientific branches themselves. In this school, morality and humility were wings for scientific flight.
Wolves lie in wait, storms are ahead. The haze and shadows crawl and spread. I look up at the sky, that's all I need. Rabbi is with me, he will lead.
The beautiful message of Ayatollah Mujtaba Khamenei, which is delivered on National Persian Gulf Day, April 30th, 2026. He goes on to describe how this strategic waterway Persian Gulf has long provoked the greed of outsiders. He said, "The repeated aggression carried out by European and American foreigners, along with the resulting insecurity, damages, and numerous threats against the countries of the region are only a small part of the sinister plots orchestrated by the arrogant powers. From the colonial era to the present, countless regions have known the same pattern, distant powers arriving with promises of security while sowing division and extracting wealth. The leader does not dwell in bitterness. Instead, he lifts the narrative to one of the resilience and hope. He recalls Iran's long record of resistance from the expulsion of the Portuguese to the struggles against Dutch and British colonialism, culminating in the Islamic Revolution, that marked a turning point in these resistances by serving the hands of the arrogant powers from the Persian Gulf region."
In contrast with actually the material and worldly positions towards which people have this contest and competition in Hausa, because of the spiritual and mystical atmosphere that is available here, they flee from the material and worldly positions. And we believe that when a person is able to fulfill this stage, these tests, so they are able to flee from these material positions by their free volition. So it indicates that they have a very strong personality and character. So in the proper time in which they are needed for the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring them up and put them in front of the eyes of the people and put their love and put their actually mahabbah in the heart of all people, exactly like the scenes that we are able to see these days and nights in the streets and alleys in different cities of Iran.
Reminds me of this narration that you run away from the world will present itself for you.
Yes, of course. Even we confront some people, ordinary people, that they don't know his picture. If you search in websites, rarely you are able to find a picture of himself.
Or even his voice.
Even his voice. In the public, he was actually completely very, very concerned about the fact that I have to get far from becoming famous, you see. But nowadays, alhamdulillah, the hearts of the people are directed towards him. And inshallah, we will be benefiting from his leadership, as I believe, as the third jurist, which is a complete strategist, as well as being a jurist.
Mm-hmm. Dear brother and sister, thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Till another meeting, till another episode, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Fi amanallah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي